Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Sexy Snake Poison. In this file you will be bitten and taken, and we'll have to see how deep this adventure will take you. Close your eyes and imagine a forest. It's a fairly old forest with tall trees, moss growing on some of them, the leaves rustling in the distance. It's a slightly overcast day with the sun hiding behind the clouds and a somewhat cold breeze caressing the treetops. Down here between the trees, you're simply on a walk. It's not that difficult to imagine yourself walking in a forest, the path stretching before and behind you. You've walked a while already, but there's still much further to go, going deeper into the forest. The day itself is not that unpleasant. There are birds singing, not that far away. Of course, every time that you come close, they might flutter to a different branch. But try to imagine yourself walking there, unassuming, unaware of what might happen soon. Where you walk is normally a safe place. There are no big creatures here that could attack you or that even would attack you. So when you hear rustling near the ground, you just think of maybe a rabbit running away from your footsteps. What you don't expect is a sudden, sharp pain in the back of your calf. Maybe it's a mosquito, maybe something else, but the pain felt a lot stronger than that. When you look down, you think you see something moving away into the bushes. And as you glance at your leg, you actually see two strange marks. For a moment, you wonder what has bitten you. You hear strange sounds not too far from where you are, and you look forward. A black, iridescent skin, scales that seem to shimmer along the surface. Green, almost glowing eyes. Soon you will be mine. Very soon. You realize that this is not the right place to be, so you start running. You remember where you came from, and it's easy to follow the path back. You can hear something slithering behind you, and when you glance, you can see that the long, dark snake is following you. It's difficult to tell exactly how big it is, or even how long it is. It moves quite fast. But you feel that if you do some effort in running, you might be faster. fairly human, the faster you run, the faster it spreads. It won't be long before you start feeling the sexual desire. Your head can't really make sense of the words. As you keep running, you start to feel a strange tingling in the back of your calf where you got bitten. And that tingling is spreading with every step, it seems, as if there is a strange glow. It doesn't actually hurt. Quite the opposite, it feels kind of pleasant. Normally you'd worry that poison would make you move slower or hurt or anything like that, but no, this is strange. There's still something wrong though, so you don't stop running. Your heart just beats faster and faster, spreading the poison faster and faster. I can smell it taking effect. I can see your strides changing. Soon I will take you. You can still hear the voice not too far behind you, and you keep running. But that glow is traveling through your legs, between your legs, flaring up where sensitive skin. It feels almost nice, pleasurable. As you keep on running, your clothes are rubbing against all the wrong or the right places because you become more and more aroused as something, probably what the snake did to you, is spreading through your system. Your heartbeat is slowing down a little bit, and so is your stride. Your steps are not pushing as hard against the ground as before. You're starting to enjoy yourself. Your heavy pants of running are starting to become moans. You can almost hear your own voice changing as the poison takes hold. Breathing feels absolutely delicious. Your fingertips are just sort of tingly all over, and you can feel the back of your neck and your spine craving. Every step is a shock of pleasure through your body. As you run, no longer does it become to run away. No, you run sort of slowly to enjoy each thump against the earth. Each step, each little flight, and each step again is a deep rhythm that starts to echo in your mind. Doom, 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 doom. Yes, I can see you slowing down. Go ahead, struggle for me. Try to resist. The poison is stronger than your mind. You're slowing down. Your steps no longer running, but walking. Still continuing, your mind sort of going on automatic. And you can feel the snake getting closer to you. But it's being careful. It's trying to not make you trip and hurt yourself. It wants you in one piece. slow down, enjoy the pleasure. Feel the needs spreading through your body, the sweet sensations craving. Yes, become my prey. You can feel your whole body shivering with pleasure, the strange sounds of the snake echoing through your mind and body, slowing down even more, just slowly walking. It's okay, you can stop running. Here, just let me support you. Almost willingly, until you realize what's going on, the snake pulls you back and you land in its coils. The body is a lot thicker than you thought, and it's quite strong. While it moves with you, it feels gentle and soft, but as soon as it starts holding you, its coils are like steel. The black, shimmering scales start to wrap themselves around you, making sure that you can breathe, making sure that you cannot really move much. Your arms and legs are being held away from the center that you want to touch so badly. You have no choice. The poison is in your blood now. You feel another sting on your inner thigh as the snake bites you again. It's not quite pain that you feel, but oh, it was intense. Your whole body is sensitive, so incredibly sensitive. And another bite in your other thigh makes you cry out in pleasure. There, let's add a little bit more. Let's see how much you can stand. Please try to resist. Feel the pull of the poison pulling you deeper. Just your heartbeat transporting my delicious gift through your system. Yes, I can see the flush on your cheeks. I can smell the arousal between your legs. I can see the blood coursing through your veins, making you even more sensitive, more craving, yes. These clothes have to go. These clothes can no longer protect you. You feel them being ripped from your body, tatters remaining on your arms and legs, but your chest and hips completely exposed. The intensity and ease with which the snake removed your clothes helped you feel in the back of your mind how perilous the situation really was. And yet, the pink cloud of pleasure that covered your thoughts was undeniable. The cool air that your body got exposed to was sensational. Every shiver of air, every breeze of wind, your skin so sensitive and sweet. You feel the snake's thin tongue just slithering across your chest. Yes, so tasty. Sweat for me, fight for me, feel your resistance melt until nothing remains but a completely powerless prey. My scales will make you feel good as they start moving across your skin, everywhere but the places you crave them most. They rub across your arms and legs, your back and neck, your feet and hands. Everywhere it is like sweet, terribly tempting sensations that just cause you to feel sexy, horny, craving, needing, yes. Every little bit helps you to prepare for what I want. I will take you. Yes, you are my plaything, my little sexy snack. I will take your body and make it orgasm for my pleasure, because your release will be my delicious meal. Try to keep your thoughts straight as my tongue slithers across your sensitive spots, your nipples unable to stand the delicious sensations of my rough, thin tongue. It slithers easily with practiced precision. Yes, I can taste your arousal. You want to be filled. You crave for me to slither inside of you. My tongue moves slowly across your chest down to your stomach, and then down to between your legs, teasing just outside the opening. No matter how you squirm, my strong coils just pull your legs to the side and open your your body for my tastes. I lick all the way from the front to the back, slithering around and between. And suddenly you feel the tip of my tail pressing against your opening. I lick across my tail, leaving a thick layer of saliva across the surface of my scales. If I slide this inside, you will feel so good. A quick bite on your thighs and a deep thrust slides my tail inside of you. Then rhythmic thrusting is starting to push your body closer to the edge. My tongue slithers close to my tail, teasing around the entrance, and then sliding forward, while the thrusts of my tail just slither deep over and over again, the thickness of it surprisingly dense. But every lick across your chest feels like a little shock of pleasure that spreads, your mind going blank with pure pleasure. Every thrust is so sweet, every deep heart thrust takes you higher, and if you come, you're going to pass out, lost to my poison. It is inevitable, a lost cause. It's going to happen, it's just a matter of time. My tail keeps thrusting faster and faster, deeper and harder, teasing you perfectly to the edge. As my tongue slithers around your neck, moving to your ears, you hear me whisper deep inside your mind, "You are powerless." As you feel me thrusting deep inside of you, you are just a meal for me to take, edging because I want 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, oh yes, 2, so close, 1, yes, come, yes, feel your body just surrendering to my poison, my strength, and as your mind fades out, you are left in an empty, deep glow. your body passes out, your mind blanks, your thoughts a pool of pleasure. There is nothing, nothing but pure, beautiful emptiness, a deep afterglow that spreads through your body, a warm, unusual feeling. You don't know how much time has passed, but the poison slowly wears off. A few dots on your inner thighs, a sheen of sweat almost dried up over your skin, tattered clothes, broken memories. When you wake, your back aches ever so slightly from finding yourself sleeping on the path in the woods, and your body aches ever so slightly, happily remembering the incredible release. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake, and welcome back.